Be'ezras Hashem b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to the Nishmas Avi Moria, Rav David Siben, Rav Yosef, and for continued for Shlema for David Meir Ben Mendel. We are in the victory lap. Apparently, this is in Tour de France, Lushen. People who are bikers, they're holding in this stuff. We're in the victory lap of Yevamos. So it's actually, today's daf is very long, but it's also very easy. So we're in the victory lap. Whoever set up the Gemara knew what they were doing by putting, after all the hard work of Yevamos, we're cruising towards the finish line. I'm looking forward to seeing everybody at the Seaman tomorrow night. We'll send out some details about it later today. We are on Kuf. Today's daf is Kuf Chaf Aleph, and we are at the two dots, three lines down of Kuf Aleph. You're going to have to hold on to your hats because it's a long daf, so hold on. Now, we said in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava said, you can't just give a 3 days time limit for testifying on a dead body. Because not every body is the same, and not every place is the same, not every location is the same. Okay, but the question is, what was he saying? Is he saying even less than 3 days you can't, or even more than 3 days you can? He didn't say what he was saying. Good morning, Reuven from Harrisburg. Avi, Dr. Dan. That looks like David Yeshua. Harav Dov ben Yamin ben Shneir Zalman Dan HaKohen. Mordechai from overseas. Chana Chenach. Dr. Joe Yitzhak Yosef, Yisrael Moshe, Gershon Eitan, and Tzvika. Here we go. So Yiboylu, the B'nai HaYeshiva has a two-side halach informational question. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, who argues that the Gama, L'kula Palig or L'chumra Palig? Is he being more lenient or is he being more strict? He doesn't tell us what he says. Tashma, come in here, proof. Dahu Gavra, D'tava, B'karme. There was a certain guy who drowned in the city of Karmi, Va'askuhu Abe Hadaya. They took him out of the water at a place called Behadaya, Lubasar Tlasin Yomen. It was after three days. V'insaba Rav Dimi Min Ardala Dvisu. And Rav Dimi Min Ardala Paskind, his wife was allowed to remarry based on the fact that they recognized him more than 3 days after. Visu. And furthermore, Haugarad Itba Bediglis. A certain guy drowned in the Tigris River. Diglis, the Chidekel, that's the Tigris River. Vasku Agishra Disha Bistina. And they pulled him out by the bridge near Shabistina. V'insaba Rava Ladvisa Puma Deshishbine. And Rava allowed his wife to get remarried based on the testimony of the people who had pulled him out. Lebusar Chamisha Yome, 5 days after he went missing. If you say that Yehuda ben Bava is being more lenient and saying sometimes you could even go more than 3 days, in Uda Avid Kribudim Mesera, Yehuda ben Bava, they did the Yehuda ben Bava. El Iambris, Lechomra Palig, if you tell me Yehuda ben Bava says even 3 days is too long, the Inu David Keman, so who are they going like against? The Gemara, no, water is different. Shiny Maya did Samse. Water is different than when you drown in water, the water keeps you looking healthy. Says the Gemara, what do you mean yesterday's daf, we learned the opposite, that the water makes you worse. Says the Gemara, Va'amris, Maya, Marvu, Maka. Didn't we say that the water makes the wound, it gets into the water and causes the wound to get infected, so it's worse for the wound? Answer the Gemara, Hani mili hecha de'ika maka. Yeah, that's if you have a wound, it's going to get infected. Al hecha de'leka maka, if you just drown, then mitzvah summits, then the water is going to keep your skin looking healthy so that they can tell who you are even after 3 days. V'hani mili v'chiaske chazya b'shaite. That's only if the edim witness you the second they pull you out of the water. Aval ishtehi, but if they don't see you right when they pull you out of the water, misfach tafach. So then you're going to bloat, you're going to get all bloated. Right away. If it's right when they pull you out of the water, then they'll be able to tell. But if it's a little later, you're going to get bloated. Next, the Mishnah. Nafal lamayim. Oh, so this we already had quoted. If a person falls into the ocean, bein sheyesh lemsof, bein shein lemsof, whether or not, this is going to be one of the important distinctions about water. Is it mayim sheyesh lemsof or mayim shein lemsof? But the Mishnah says, what does this mean? Bein sheyesh lemsof, which means that if you witness this, you could see the borders of this body of water. You could see every border. That's Mayim Sheyesh Lein Sof, Bein Shainlim so far. No, maybe like one of the sides, it's you can't see the end of it. When you saw where the guy fell in, you can't see the shore. You can't see the shore on all four sides. That's Mayim She'en Lahem Sof. Ishto Asura. So this is Rab Meir's Shita. Rab Meir says, doesn't make a difference whether you can see all the borders or you can't. You cannot allow the wife to be married just because she fell in. Maybe he survived somehow. We'll explain how he survived in the Gemara. But Ishto Asura. I'm Rab Meir, and Rab Meir says, now I'll prove it to you. I'll prove it to you. There was one guy who fell into a big cistern, which is filled with water, and he drowned, but then he walked out 3 days later. Now, Rabbi Yossi disagrees. Rabbi Yossi says, let's see Rabbi Yossi. He holds a person cannot live in water more than shir haragil shetetze nafsho, as we'll see in a second. Right? I'm Rabbi Yossi. Maise besuma shiyar lipo b'ma'ara. A story happened with a blind person who went to go dip in a mikveh in a cave. V'yard moshcha achrav, and his helper went down with him. V'shou, and they stayed inside this mikveh. Kidei shetetze nafsho. The amount of time that a normal person would die submerged in water. How much time is that? Machlokas or Rishonim? One opinion says 3 hours. I don't know, maybe he had a snorkeling tube on his back. I don't know how you stay underwater for 3 hours. But the other opinion says no, just like a few minutes. Like the amount of time that a person can hold his breath underwater. But we'll see in a second. And they allowed both of their wives to marry based on the fact that they stayed underwater. So machlokas. Rav Meir says that you could stay for a long time. And Rav Yossi says, no, it's only shir shetetzei nafsham. Vishuv, maise, ba'asya. Story happened in Asia Minor. We had this quoted in yesterday's daf. A guy who they tied his legs together and they put him down in the water. Also, when they pulled him back out, they only the leg was there. If it was above the knee, tinase, his wife could remarry. But if it was below the knee, then his wife cannot remarry because maybe he survived. Anyway, here you see that, we'll see what this mice is coming to prove. What's this mice coming to prove? Because again, so Rab Meir says, we assume a person can survive a very long time in water, just whether it's Mayim Sheishul, and we'll see how in a second. But Rab Yossi says, no, if he was in the water more than a time of sheer harugil shetetzei nafsho, that a normal person would drown, so then his wife is allowed to remarry. So let's see the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Nafa Lamayin, Bein Sheish Lem Sof, Bein Sheein Lem Sof, Ishto Asura, Divri Rabbi Meir, Vachachamim Omrim. Ah, so that's the point of this brisa, that Rabbi Meir is a Shitas Yachid. The Chacham hold with Rabbi Yossi. Chacham omrim, mayim sheyesh lahem sof, ishto muteres. If you can see all four boundaries, and the guy didn't walk up a few minutes later from one of these all four boundaries, so then you're allowed to marry, his wife's allowed to marry. But if there's one side of the water you can't see, maybe the guy swam to the other side and he got out in a place where you couldn't see. That's why. So mayim sheyesh lahem she'en lahem sof. If you can't see all four boundaries, we're choshish. Maybe the guy swam. He was a good swimmer and he swam to the shore that you can't see, and he got out.
So she'en lahem sof ishto asura. Says Gemara, hey chidami maim sheish lahem sof. Amarbaya kol she'omid v'ro me'abar u'chosam. You have to be able to see all four shores, north, south, east, and west, from the place where he got it, where he fell in. Ahu gavra d'tava ba'agma d'samke. A certain guy drowned in this marsh. Agam is like a, what do they say there? A marsh? Yeah, it's like a, what do you got?
A fen. Like
a fen?
Like,
that doesn't help me. Like, what's a, if you live in England, in Norfolk, okay.
A
fen. F-E-N. A lake, yeah, okay. A marsh, a lake, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, help us. What's a fen?
A swampy lowland.
A swampy lowland. Okay, that helps me. That helps me a little bit more. See, we learn new things in the Daf Yomi every day. A fen. F-E-N. Okay. Luckily, it's not five letters, so Wordle wouldn't use that one. I would never even guess it. Okay. Hahu gavra d'tava ba'agma d'samke. Certain guy drowned in the marshland in a place called Samke. And there was water there, and you could not see all four of the boundaries. So it's Mayim She'en La himself. So really, the wife should be usher. You're not allowed to remarry because you can't see all four boundaries. The Ansiba Rav Shila Devisu. And Rav Shila Paskin that this guy's wife was allowed to remarry. Amar Lei Rav L'Shmuel. Ta Neshamte. Rav said to Shmuel, let's put Rav Shila in Cherem. Because he's showing a lack of respect for the Tamid Chacham and Mupaskin that Mayim She Ein Lahem Sof. Your wife is not allowed to remarry. Amar Lei Nishlach Lei Bereisha. Oh, good piece of advice here. Before you put him in Cherem, let's ask the guy why he said what he said. Don't just run to put him in Cherem. Ask the guy why he said what he said. Ask the rabbi. Don't make assumptions. Shelchulei. So they asked him, Mayim She'en Lahem Sof? Ishto Asur Muteris. Reb Shela, what do you hold? If it's, you can't see the end, is the wife Mutter Asur? Shalach. Lahu. What do you mean? Everybody knows that. Everybody went to Kamenetsky's Daf Yomi. Everybody knows. We follow Rabbi Yossi against Rabbi Meir. What's the Shaila? Shalach Lu. Ishto Asura. If it's Mayim She'en Lahem Sof, his wife is Asur. Maybe he swam to the other side. And this marshland that you just paskened about, could you see all four sides or could you not? No, I can't see all four sides. So they asked him, wait, what's going on over here? Umar, my time of Avadachi. So why in the world did you pasken that the wife is mutter? Said Rav Shela, Mita Taina, I made a mistake. But not about the Ikar Adin. What was his mistake? Ana Savri. I held, since this water doesn't move, there's no current in the water. The water just stays still. So this has halacha of Mayim She'esh Lahem Sof because the body didn't go anywhere else, right? Nothing moved him. I didn't see him. He wasn't over water. He couldn't swim underwater. And the water's not moving anywhere. So it's not like he had the help of the current. Bikers would say, it depends which way the wind is blowing, right? How fast your bike is. Depends if the wind is blowing in one way, you go twice as fast in one direction. If the wind's blowing the other way, so there was no current. It was covered with kaime. Rav Shela held it's only by a current that we say the din of Mayim She'en Lahem Sof because the current had to have helped the guy get to the other side. The Gemara says, but he's wrong. Velohi came into Ika Gale since there were waves. Amor Gale Hayam came into Ika Gale since there were waves. Amor gale ashpalua. We could say that the waves buried him, or they protected him, and they were big waves, so the guy couldn't see. He couldn't see the guy swimming because the waves were so high, he lost him in the waves. Kari Shmuel ale derav lo yu'una letzadik al avan. Oh, listen to this beautiful Gemara. Shmuel said about Rav the Pasuk, a tzadik, nothing bad could ever happen to a tzadik. Meaning, Rav got lucky. He was about to put the guy in Cherem for no reason. He would have put him in Cherem because he didn't observe the halacha, but he knew the halacha, but he made a mistake about one detail in halacha. It's not that like, he denied the halacha. So this, you don't put a guy in Cherem for making a mistake in halacha. So Rav, by the fact that Rav asked Shmuel, by the fact that Rav had a zechus that he asked a question, he had protection. that nothing bad could happen to a tzaddik. So that's what Shmuel said about Rav. He got lucky. Kari Rav Ali to Shmuel, Rav said to Shmuel, you say that I'm such a great guy, but you're the guy who gave me the eights and asked the question, so you're better than me even. So Kari Rav Ali to Shmuel, Uteshua Barov Yoetz. Saving comes from asking questions. Tshuva Barov Yoetz, right? You have to surround yourself with people who are going to give you good advice. Tshuva Barov Yoetz. Yeshua comes if you have good people. So Rav said, it's nice that you're saying that I'm such a great guy, I'm a tzaddik. But why am I lucky? Because I had a guy like you that I could ask a good question to. That you gave me good advice. You said don't put him in chayrim. You're the one who told me, don't put him in chayrim. Go ask the guy the question. Why did what he did? Tanya. We learned in a brisa. Amar Rebbe, Maisa B'Shnei B'Di Adam Mechabdin Mechmorin. Mechamrin Mechmorin. Story happened, two guys who were placing nets for fish, B'Yardin, in the Jordan River. V'nichnas Echem Bem L'Mechila Shel Dagim. One of them fell into an inlet in the river there, in the Jordan River, a little inlet where you couldn't really see it, where the fish would go, like the fish dug a little inlet where it's like a place where you could just keep your head above the water. That's going to be the reason, by the way, why you can never tell, because maybe the guy's hiding in the inlet. Vishakachama, the sunset, Valora Pisla Shamachila. He couldn't see how to get out of this inlet. But his head was above water the whole time. It was a little inlet that you couldn't see. Shachaveiro Kadesh Tetsin Apsho. So his friend waited the amount of time that it would take a guy to die out of the water. Ubavo Dia Basok Peso. He went Nebuch, he walked home. And he had to tell the guy's wife that your husband died. Lamachar Zarcha Chama Vehikar Piska Shamachil. The next morning, the sun came out. The guy saw where the entrance. His head was right above the water the whole time. He saw where the entrance to the inlet was. Uba, he walked out of the inlet and he comes home. He walked into his own levaya. They were having his own levaya there. He walked into his own levaya. Umatza Hesped Gadol Basok Peso. He saw. He walked into his own levaya. I'm a Rebbe. Kama gedol devi chacham shamru. Mayim sheish lem sofish to muteres. Mayim shein lem sofish to asura. It's all, you can only paskin that his wife is mutter if you could see all the boundaries. If there's a little inlet on the side that you can't see, so then you can't paskin that the guy dies. That's exactly the reason for the distinction that the rabbis made between mayim sheish lem sof ein lem sof. Says the Gemara. Ihachi. Mayim sheyesh lahem sof nami. Even if you could see all four boundaries, maybe there's a little inlet that you can't see. Leichash nami lemechil shel dogim. Let's worry about the inlet of the fish. Says the Gemara, mayim sheyesh lahem sof. If you could see all four boundaries, mechil shel dogim lo shchicha. It's not frequent to have mechil shel dogim. Amar Vashi, had amar rabbanan mayim sheyin lahem sof ishto asura. When do we say the wife is asur? Hanimili beinish to alma. A regular guy, but if he was a famous rabbi, lo. Isalik kala islay. If the guy got out on the other side, somebody would have said, oh, the famous rabbi was on the other side, so the word is going to spread. Velohi says, come on, this is not correct. Lo yishnei nishtam of lo shen tzumim rabbanim. Makes no difference whether you're a famous guy or not a famous guy. Dievid in l'chatchilolo, that if you went ahead and remarried, b'dievid, we're not going to tell you have to get out. But l'chatchilolo, but whether we don't allow you to remarry, it's also you can't be soimich on this. You can't be soimich on it. If a rabbi got married, we're not going to say anything. But you're not supposed to be soimich on this l'chatchilolo. And the rabbi passed in the Shulchan Aruch, dafka if you got married by accident. So that you didn't intend to violate the words of the Chachamim, so then we don't make you get divorced. But if you knew it was Aser and you got married anyway, then that's not called B'dievid. You knew it was Aser, that's called the Chatchila. You went ahead and did it. No, if you meant to violate the words of the rabbis, we make you get divorced. Says the Gemara, Tanya, I'm Rabbi Gamliel, Pamach Zayisi Mahalach B'Sfina. One time I was on a boat, Vayisi Sfina Achash Nishbar, I saw a boat drowning. Capsizing. And I was so upset
Because the Halakha Rabbi Akiva was on that boat.
When I got back to dry land, the next morning in Shir, lo and behold, Rabbi Akiva was there giving Shir. Amati lo b'ni, b'ni, this is Rabbi Gamliel talking, he's talking to Rabbi Akiva, b'ni, my son, mi helcha, who saved you from the Titanic? Amalo, amali, ah, famous Dafyomi Gemara. At the last Siyam Hashas, they kept on talking about this Gemara. Amali, you know what saved my life? Daf! The Daf saved my life! Daf Shel Svina! It was the boat, it was a plank. Daf means a plank of the boat, a wooden plank. In this world of swirling oceans and water all around us, what saves us? Daf Shel Svina! I forgot, it was Rabbi Friend, I think it was, I have it in my head, but I don't know, somebody was yelling about the Daf. Daf Shel Svina is what saves us. Wow. Who got you out of the tempestuous waters of this world? Amali, Daf Shel Svina.
The article says it was
Rameir Shapiro said, maybe at the first scene in Mashas, I don't know, when did he say this? Or maybe this is when he was introducing the Daf Yomi. He used this Gemara to say that the Daf is what's going to save everybody from the ocean. Wow. Daf Shel Svina. I held on to this plank. There was one plank in the boat that broke. A Daf. I held on tight to the Daf. Wow. Daf Shel Svina Nizdaminli. V'chol gal v'gal shabalai. Every wave that kept on trying to push me down, the Daf held me up. The Daf Shel Svina held me up. Nanesi lo roshi. I put my head down onto the Daf, and I bent my head down, and the wave went right over me. As long as I was grabbing onto the Daf, the wave couldn't submerge me. Mikanam rechachamim yavo rishayim al adam. From here it says, from here the rabbis learned that the rishayim will come to a person, and he feels like he's going to be endangered. Yenaneh lo rosho. Don't start up with them. Just put your head down. Put your head down till they pass. Don't, if Risharim start up with you, just put your head down and walk away. Amarti Bosa Shah. So Rabbi Gamliel continued and said, I said at that time when I saw what happened to Rabbi Akiva, Kama Gadol Nivicham Shah, Maim Sheish Lem Sof Muteris, Maim Shein Lem Sof Asura. Because maybe he got saved in a certain way. Because that was also a case of Mayim She'en Lahem Sof. So that case over there was Mayim She'en Lahem Sof. So you see, Rabbi Akiva was saved. So it's possible. Tanya. Amar Rabbi Akiva. So that story happened with it. Now Rabbi Akiva said, one time I was on a boat and I saw another boat capsizing. Rabbi Meir. I was all upset Rameh was going to die. Shalislam dinas kaputkia, ba'av yashav adon the fun of alacha. Next day, Rameh showed up in Shir. Amaytel abini, mi helcha, who took you out of the boat? Amale, who took you out of the ocean? Amale, gal tardeni, lechavero, v'chavero lechavero. One wave chucked me to another wave, and another wave chucked me to another wave. Ad shehikiyani liyabasha, and the last wave chucked me out onto dry land. Amayti bosa shah. Kama gadam de vecham shamum, but maim sheesh lam sof ishto muteris, maim sheen lam sof ishto asura. Tan rabbanan. Nafa legov arayos. If you fell into a lion's den, ain me eden alav. They can't testify you about your diet. Maybe the lions weren't hungry. Maybe they just had dinner. Ain me eden alav. Lechafira, malea nechashim v'akravim, but if it's a ditch filled with snakes and scorpions, meat and love, for sure you died. Snakes don't care whether they're hungry or not. They're going to eat you either way. They're going to bite you. Rabbi Yehuda Misera disagrees, Omer. Maybe you are a soothsayer? Right? A snake charmer. Maybe the guy was a snake charmer in his spare time. Maybe at a side gig he was a snake charmer. Tanakama, Agav Itzitza Mazgle. Tanakam says, yeah, maybe he's in the Tink Charm, but the guy fell into a pit. He's stamping on these guys' heads. He's not going to be able to charm the snake to not bite him. Tanar Bana. Oh, very good. Tanar Bana. You didn't know Yosef Atzadik was a snake charmer on the side. That's why we threw him into the bar. The Chashim Bakrav Miyeshba, he was able to. Tanar Bana. Nafal Asol Kivshan Aish. If he fell into a fiery furnace, Me'idin Alav, you could assume he's dead. Liyora Malaya Yayin Meshevin, but if it's a pot, a vat filled with boiling wine or oil, Me'idin Alav. Mishum Rav Acham, it depends. Shall Shemen Me'idin Alav, Meshu Mavir. The oil is going to cause the fire to go higher if it overflows. Shall Yayin Me'idin Alav, Meshu Mechabe. The wine, if it overflows, is going to extinguish the flame, so maybe you'll survive. Armulo, Chilasa Mechabe, Vesofo Mavir. Nah, even wine, at the beginning is to extinguish it, but in the end, it's going to make it higher. I'm Rabbi Meir. Ma'aseh b'echad shnafel bar ha'gadol. Story happened, a guy fell into a big pit. Tanya, Amalola Rabbi Meir. Ein meskir in ma'aseh nisan. What are you bringing a raya from a case which clearly was a miracle? Right? Rabbi Meir brought a raya in the Mishnah. Right? What was the case in the Mishnah? A man brought a raya. Right? Story happened that right, a guy he above the knee it was you could testify below the knee maybe he's alive. What do you mean? That was obviously a miracle. The guy was there for weeks and they pulled him out afterwards. You can't bring a ride for Maisa Nisim. Says Mar, my Maisa Nisim. Elema, what was such a miracle? Elema de lo ochel velo ishti, that it was 3 days and the guy hadn't eaten or drinking. So Gemara, no, well, ksiv. What do you mean? Fair was a pasuk in the Megillah. Sumo alive al tochel v'tishlu shloshes yamim. You see, in the time of Esther, they fasted for 3 days and three nights. So the fact that the guy was in the water for 3 days and 3 nights, that's not a miracle. What was the miracle? Ella de lo naim. No, that he didn't sleep for 3 days. Says the Gemara, don't remember Yochanan. Shavuos lo ishin shlosh yom. Guy swears, I'm not going to sleep for 3 days. Malkin also v'yashin la'alter. Give him the lashes right away. He's done. There's no way you can be mekayim that nether. The nether's over already right now because you can't not sleep for 3 days and just let him go to sleep right away. Rabbi Meir, my time. Why did he bring a proof even though it was a mice in Nisan? I'm Rav Kana. Keep magave, keep in havu. No, in this pit there was a place to rest. He could chop a little snooze. Rabbanon deshishav, no, it was made out of shayish, marble. And there's no way you could sleep on that. For a mayor, yefshet lo misrach v'nayim portan. Oh, you could just chop a little nap on it for a few seconds. Tan Rabbanon. Ma'aseh b'vito shenachun yichov v'shikin. We had this Gemara in Shkolim. Whoa. A ma'aseh happened with the daughter of Nehemiah who dug wells for the Ole Regel to drink on the way up to Aliyah L'Regel. So his daughter, Shenafla Labar Gadol, this guy who used to dig wells for people, his mom is a tzaddik yisod olam, his daughter fell into a ditch. It was filled with water. Ubo odil Rabbi Chanina Mendoza. They came and told the story to Rabbi Chanina Mendoza. Shari shon amar lahem shalom. The first hour that she fell in, he said to them, don't worry, she's still alive. Shnia, Abraham Shalom. Second hour, she was still in the. Rabbi Chanina Mendoza said, don't worry, she's still alive. Shlishis, Abraham, also, don't worry, she's already out of the ditch. And sure enough, they were right. Amalah. Rabbi Chanina Mendoza said to this girl, Biti, mi halach, who got you out of the bar? Amalah, Zachar shel Rechayim Zamali Bezakin Manhigo. Well, there was a man, there was an elderly man with a beard walking with a sheep. A ram. He was walking with a ram. And he's the one who got me out of this ditch. Who was that? Avram Avinu. That's what they say. It was Avram Avinu who was walking with the ram from the Akedah. Elo shel Yitzhak Avinu. That was shechted in his place. That's the people who got this girl out of the... Well, Amrulo, Naviata, they asked Rabbi Chanina Mendoza, are you a Navi? How in the world did you know that she was free? Amalahem, Loi Navi Anochi, Velo Ben Navi Anochi. Ella,
Davar shat sadik misasik bo yikasher bo zaro. Nehemiah was the one who dug water ditches that all of Klal Yisrael should be able to drink on the way up to Yerushalayim. Could it be that his daughter would drown in a water ditch? He saved Klal Yisrael with water ditches. It's impossible that his daughter would die in a water ditch.
Amar Rabbi Abba, Afal Bikain, Mes Beno Batsama. Oh my gosh. Even though his kid wouldn't die in a water ditch, but his son died from thirst. Shneimar, usvivav nesharmon malamich hakadosh baruch hu medaktik im svivav, the tzaddikim that are around kechod asayra. Hakadosh baruch hu is medaktik with tzaddikim even on small things. Kechod asayra. Rabbi Chanin Amar from a different pasuk mehacha. El Narot Spesod Kedoshim Rabba Venora Al Kol Sevivav. Kadosh Baruch Hu is Nora on those people who are closest to him. Whoa, Ayam Venora. I don't know, Rav Mordechai, you're going to have to do research for us on this. How could this be? How could his son die? But Sama, he just told me that it's not going to happen based on that. All right, a lot of discussion here about why Hashem is medactic with the tzaddikim kechot ha-sayra. Because the tzaddikim are mekabel on themselves yisurim, and they don't reject Judaism when they get yisurim. They can tolerate more. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be more with midas ha-din with them, so that in the next world they get even more schar. That's why Hashem is, he's able to bring on the tzaddikim even more punishment in this world, because they can handle it. And they're not going to reject Judaism, they'll tolerate it, so that in the next world, they'll get all their punishment in this world, so that in the next world, it'll mamish be smooth sailing. Pasuk says in Tehillim, Hashem tzadik yivchan, v'rasha o yivchamesh sino nafsho. Rabbi Yonasan, the Medrash Rabbah says in the Brachos Rabbah, Hayotzer hazeh eino bodek kankanim miru'oyim, she'eino masvik l'chayah. Hashem doesn't test out weak jars. He only tests out strong jars. Even if he smashes them time after time, they don't break. Whoa. Whoa. Okay. Says the Mishnah. Afilu shama min hanoshim. Even if you listen to women just talking, because sometimes they talk, but even a person listening to the women, not with the intention of the women testifying anything, but almost mace ish ploni, it was a woman who was mesech v'fitu and said, did you hear, this person died. That's good enough to testify that he's dead. Dio. So, that's enough to say, to let this guy's wife remarry. A woman, meseach lefitumo, is enough. Rabbi Domar, afilu shama natinokos, omrim. Harei hochem lisbad likparas ish ploni. Kids are talking to each other. Oh, whose funeral are we going? I'm going to this guy's funeral. That's enough to testify that the guy died. Meseach lefitumo. Beinshu, miskaben, beinshu, and miskaben. Whether a witness is intending to testify or not intending, we believe him. Meseach lefitumo. By a guy, it's only if he's misef l'fitumo. Because if he's intending to testify, we're afraid maybe he's trying to mess you over. As says the Gemara, v'dilma lo azle. Maybe they're not really going to the Levaya. Maybe the Meshmuel, d'ka'amri hareini boin mi lispod m'likpar as ish ploni. No, they said specifically, they're talking about a ma'aseh shel, we just went to this guy's funeral. V'dilma kamtza ba'alma shachivle. Maybe they just killed a grasshopper or a v'asikule al shmei, and they called the grasshopper by that name as a joke. And it's the Gemara d'kamri kain v'kain rabban havahasim. The following rabbis were at the levaya. Kain v'kain saptani havahasim. The following people gave hespedim. So it wasn't the hesped for the grasshopper. Uva'oi kachavim imhayim miskaving. By a guy, if he's intending to aid us, then we don't listen to him. Omer the Shmuel lo shanu ela shneskavin lahatir. Avon neskavin lahoid eduso edus. It's only if he's intending to be matir. That's when we don't listen to him. However, he just stopped giving testimony, but not with the intention of being matir his wife. Eduso edus. We believe the guy. Says Gemara, hechi adina. How do you know what his intention is? Rabbi Yosef, well, what balabez or ishtol? He see what's ishto. If he comes to bed and says, "This guy's wife died. Let us. This guy's husband. This woman's husband died. Let her remarry." Zeun iskavin lahatir. Mace stam. Zeun iskavin. If he just comes and says the guy died, zeun iskavin laedus. It manam rabbi shleikus lo yishano elosh iskavin lahatir. Avol iskavin lahoyid eduso edus. I'm like Rabbi Yochanan. So this is Reish Lakish. Says Rabbi Yochanan to Reish Lakish. Like Hachayim Aisa, Ba'oshia Berebi, Shehisris Im Shmonim B'Chamish is a Canaan. Amelahem, Loishanu, Elish Neskavin Lahatav, Neskavin Lahoyd, Eduz Ez, Belahod Lo Chachamim. What do you mean? He tried to say this Svara, and the rabbis disagreed. Ella Masnisin Diktani, Bobochamayim Neskavin, Eduz Ez, Hechim Shkachasla, B'Mesech Lafi Tumo. The Mishnah by a guy is only if he's coming to testify at all. If he's testifying, it's bad. It's only Mesiach Lefi Tumo that we believe in. Only if he just happened to be telling a story. And he mentioned that the guy died. Ki ahu da'avikamar va'azil. Certain guy was telling a story. Manigabe chivai. There's nobody left in the house of Chivai. Shachim Chivai, because he died. So Rav Yosef allowed his wife to marry based on this Mesiach Lefi Tumo of the guy. But he wasn't testifying. Another story. Woe is to the house of Parsha Zriza Medisa because he died. Rav Yosef, son say Rav, allowed his wife to remarry. Tava Chasa. There's nobody left in the house of Chasa. He drowned. Rav Nachman, Ha Elokim, Achlu Kavri L'Chasa. The fish have eaten. The sharks have eaten Chasa. Midibur de Rav Nachman, because Rav Nachman, Midibur de Rav Nachman. So Ozel Dvisu the Chasa Vinziba. So his wife went ahead and went remarried. V'lo Amelo Lo Midi. The rabbis didn't say it was a problem. Once Rav Nachman said that the guy said that Chasa was dead, so Chasa's wife went ahead and remarried based on the say-so. Omer Rav Ashi, Shema min ha'adam rabbanan, Mayim she'en lehem sof ishto asura, Hanimi l'chatchila. Oh. So Gemara says, from the fact that the rabbis didn't say anything to her, even though the guy had just testified that her husband drowned, how do you know where we drowned? Maybe it was Mayim She'en Lahem Sof. You're not allowed to testify. So Shema Mino, Hadam Rabbanan, Mayim She'en Lahem Sof Ishto Asura, Hanimi L'Chatchila. This that the rabbi said, Mayim She'en Lahem Sof Ishto Asura, it's only L'Chatchila she shouldn't get remarried. Aval Inosiv, but if she goes ahead and marries, Lo Mafkin L'Mine. We don't say that she has to get out of there, like we said earlier. Ikada Amre, some have a different version of the story. Insim Rav Nachman Ledvisu. No. Rav Nachman Paskin, that she was allowed to get remarried. Not that she understood from his words that she can get remarried. He Paskin. Omar, Chasa Gabarabi say. Chasa is a very important man. It means the Sala Kalis Lelimilsa. Right? We said before, according to one Ahavamina, that if he was an important man, even Mayim She'en Lahem Sof, you're allowed to get remarried because people would have heard about it. Velohi, and this is wrong. Loshna garabba, loshna lav garabba, di'evet in l'chatchila lo. It's only b'di'evet, but l'chatchila, you're not allowed to rely on that to remarry. So Rav Nachman was wrong. Okay, we are going to stop here. Everyone should have a wonderful day. Tomorrow morning, we will have Daf Yomi. We will have Daf Yomi tomorrow morning. And we'll just leave the last Gemara for the Seam tomorrow night. Looking forward to seeing everybody tomorrow night. We'll hopefully work out the details a little bit later today. Have a great day, everybody. Yeah. Looking forward to seeing you tomorrow night.